Throughout today's program, we are tracking protests that have been planned today from North Africa to Southeast Asia. Protests over an American-made video that ridicules the Prophet Muhammad. Protests that are now in their fourth day. The State Department has boosted security, we're told, at embassies and consulates across the Muslim world. On Tuesday, of course, an attack at a consulate in Libya left four American staff members dead, including the ambassador. And as the State Department mourns, it's also trying to calm the storm, as we hear from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is walking a fine line, distancing herself and the State Department as far as possible from the video that has sparked anger and protests across the Arab world.
To us, to me personally, this video is disgusting and reprehensible. It appears to have a deeply cynical purpose to denigrate a great religion and to provoke rage.
But she says nothing justifies the kind of violence U.S. diplomats have faced. And speaking alongside her counterpart from Morocco, she tried to give the Arab world a bit of a civics lesson.
We do not stop individual citizens from expressing their views, no matter how distasteful they may be.
Morocco's foreign minister, Saadeddine El Othmani, used his brief speech at the State Department to denounce the video and the violent attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya.
We condemn this act of violence and we share the sorrow of their families and the American people.
But the State Department doesn't sound very confident that its messages are getting out across the Middle East when a Twitter account linked to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt expressed relief that no embassy staff were harmed in protests there. The embassy tweeted back, "Thanks. By the way, have you checked out your own Arabic feeds? I hope you know we read those too." The embassy was suggesting the Islamists were sending mixed signals, but gave no examples.
That tweet was a huge victory for the U.S. Embassy. It was retweeted and praised widely and frequently throughout the day.
That's Dalia Mogahed, author of the book Who Speaks for Islam? What a Billion Muslims Really Think. She says there have been plenty of comments on Twitter by Egyptians who understand the U.S. government position, but also many who argue that there should be laws criminalizing the defamation of religion.
And these two groups don't fall neatly into Islamist or secular camps. They really are a mixed bag in both cases.
And there are other challenges for the State Department as it tries to get its messages out. Mogahed has found with her research for the Gallup Center for Muslim Studies that the U.S. image in Egypt is getting worse.
Directly after the revolution, there was a slight improvement in how people perceived American support for Egyptian democracy. And as the transition hobbled along, those views worsened and worsened. And so it's the United States is speaking through a filter of both anger and a great deal of skepticism.
The State Department seemed pleased with comments by Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi vowing not to allow attacks on embassies in Cairo, but the U.S. has been frustrated with his response to the protests there. President Obama even told the Spanish-language network Telemundo that Egypt is neither an enemy nor an ally. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.